News Talk 590 KUGN here at 717. It's a good thing that the public can't hear what we talk about. Oh, my goodness. 717. Monday, Uncle Matt is here. New Leaf Hyperbarics. They're at 12. We have not pointed out, although the people are finding you, at 1200 Executive Parkway.
Oh,
Suite 230. And their phone number is 541-636-3278. We're just chatting about public health, right?
Oh yeah,
we can either worry about it or take care of ourselves. You know, mm-hmm. as far as preventative steps that we can take, chamber sessions can really help build up your immune system.
Absolutely,
and you don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. That's right. You can get in there and take a nap. Like we keep saying, it's the easiest mm-hmm. way to get healthy. And it boosts your immune system while you're in there because that's one of the things that oxygen does, as well as detoxing you. And that's part of preventing, you know, things that happen in the future is getting those toxins out of our bodies. And a lot of folks I've chatted with, you know, a lot of times, all right, well, I don't do drugs. I don't do this. So I'm not toxic. But what a lot of folks don't understand is that, you know, outside just breathing our air because of cars, factories, all the things. There's all kinds of stuff in the atmosphere that was not intended to be there. So it's not natural for our body to have in it. So that is a toxin, as well as a lot of stuff they put in foods to keep them lasting longer on the shelves are things that we should not be putting in our body.
So we're surrounded by it, is what you're saying.
We are, without even, you know, and we don't even think about it anymore because we've the way that life has happened and the way we manufacture things and we want to make life easier for ourselves, things just get put in that we don't realize that are in there. You know, if you look at the back, I was having this conversation with somebody the other day and I just had to laugh again because this is something I learned several years ago. If you read the back of certain ingredients on certain boxes and certain items of food, you find certain chemicals in there. And then if you go to that chemical and read the back of that box, mm-hmm. you know, it says, if ingested, first thing you should do is call poison control. But it's in our food. And people just, we don't realize that because we're not told. You know, it's put in there to help the food last longer on the shelves, which is great because there's, you know, if everybody had to have their own farm and raise their own cattle and raise their own food and everything, our society would not function like it does.
Mm-hmm.
But that does not mean that we have to keep those things in our bodies. You know, yes, use it for what we need and then get it out. I say the same thing about like radiation and chemo for folks that are going through cancer troubles and tribulations. A lot of naturopaths and a lot of other oncologists are now learning that, yes, chemo kills cancer, but also it doesn't discriminate, if you will, in the body.
Right,
it kills everything. The cancer just seems to be one of the first things because it's maybe the weaker of the rest of our body. So it gets rid of that, but it also starts working on other parts of our body, other organs, you know, of our body and can shut them down as well. So if we can let the chemo do what it needs to do with the cancer, come in, detox it out, then your prognosis gets even better.
How about that? And did we not mention that you come on in and what you do is you take a nap?
napping. We're bringing back a nap. And it's becoming that time of the year where folks are like, it's dark outside. I really feel like taking a nap.
Attitude adjustment. Yeah.
Come on in. It releases those happy endorphins as well. Makes us feel happy. And those, I can't talk enough about those new lights, man. They are fantastic for SADs and just so many other things. Did I mention about my manager that was using it for her hypothyroidism, but she also had been struggling with the tonsillar stones and it made her kick out 6 stones she didn't even realize she had in her tonsils. So
love the stories, love the visit. We're talking New Leaf Hyperbarics KUGN.
Share a moment with your